I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. That's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back. Get comfortable. Talk about some weird stuff. And just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Matthew.
How's my levels?
They look pretty good to me, man.
How's my butt look?
I can't see it. You're sitting on it.
Oh. Ah, good comeback.
Yeah.
I want to run video real quick.
Okay,
do it. At the beginning of this.
Do a bit of video.
This is not, I'll throw this up actually when it goes live. And I just wanted to, there's Jimmy. Beautiful hat, beautiful Adam Page shirt. And then this is my microphone.
Oh, something's wrong with it. Oh, no.
Oh, look, there it is.
Yeah, it's in a box.
It's in a box.
It's in your headphones box. It's in your Status Audio box.
It's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
But it fell here. And this is not my, I'm going to shut off the video now. It's not my normal, you know, we do this in a different studio than we do the Rise Guys morning show.
Yeah, we do.
And I don't know. I feel as though we've been, there's a saboteur.
Yeah, it's probably Fat Boy, the producer of the Rise Guys morning show.
Because this is a studio, it's rarely used. And
at this point, not many people come in this particular studio except us and him.
And this microphone was completely, or the stand, rather, was unscrewed and now... See, I was sitting here. I spent a good 2 or 3 minutes trying to screw it back in. And then I could feel Nine's body language. You know, he wants to get this thing recorded and talk about some fun stuff and get the hell home. And I could feel him. He said, let me try. You know, he's very gentle. He's let me try. And then I see him struggling with it as well. I was like, you know what? It makes me feel so good that you couldn't get it fixed either.
There's no reason it shouldn't be fixable. It just won't screw on. There's no reason for it whatsoever. It should screw in.
But I was feeling doesn't. Like Forrest Gump trying to do a podcast there for a second.
Yeah.
Screw it together.
No, it didn't work. But you figured it out with your headphone box.
Actually, it just fell right into the box.
Oh, that works.
It actually fell from heaven.
It just fell into a nice spot.
Yeah, it did.
By chance.
Here we are, episode 18.
Yeah, man.
Finally legal.
Yeah.
Yeah. After Hours with the Rise Guys. I'm Matt Mann, and that guy that I'll often call Jimmy, and he'll call me Matthew, but Jimmy is also 9.
Yeah, that's me. I'm
9
those
years
guys.
Old. Yeah, so we're in the... We're not going to say part 2 of 2 because I don't know how long this could go. There's so many different subtopics that come off of... The backstage stories.
Oh, yeah. Lots of them.
Backstage meaning at rock concerts, at comedy shows, at, you know, various appearances that we've made over the years, people that we've ran into. If you've not listened to part one of this, you really should because we'll probably reference a couple things that were in it. You have to say things like that. You know?
You do.
You have to say that. Truly, the places we've seen, and it sounds like something that somebody would say that hadn't done a whole lot. But we, really, considering all things aside, we've been a lot of places, got into places and in various situations that had it not been for, you know, doing radio, it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely wouldn't have been able to do it. We've been to a lot of places. That's weird because 10, 15 years ago was a lot more places than the last 5 to 10 years.
Sure.
A lot more going to those types of events and doing those types of things. But then you reach a certain point where, you know, they don't really make you go to as many things or you aren't compensated for going.
Or you don't want to go.
Yeah, or you just don't want to go because you've been to enough stuff already.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of happens.
Yeah. Not that you become jaded, but just like I've seen the cars get crushed.
Yeah, you've seen it. You've been to this event before. You're getting older too.
They're going to do it on ice. Now, if they do Monster Jam on ice, dude, I'm there.
They did a thing one time. It came to Greenville back in the day. This is like 15, 18 years ago. Motorcycles on ice, man. I loved it. It was motorcycles racing on the hockey rink, and it was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a good time. I loved that event. Walked out with a headache from the exhaust, but it was fun.
They didn't think about that. Should have been in that T. Ed Garrison.
Yeah, there's no ice there.
Well, make it happen. There was none there at the Ballas Center or the Bonscore Wellness Arena either.
Yeah, but I mean, February here, it's still like 50 degrees every day.
Yeah.
You can't keep ice.
We've had access and been around a lot of situations. And I one email that we got about this podcast or the previous one that we read actually on the Rise Guys Morning Show was, have we ever witnessed or walked by or been witness to any live sex, was the way it was mentioned, as far as like rock and roll guys or on buses or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was no. We saw a sign on a door at the Korn concert that said chicken heads only.
Yep.
But that could have just been maybe Fieldy was just eating that particular cuisine at the time.
Yeah, could have been. Could have just been that.
I could see that guy just biting chicken's heads off and throwing away the good part.
Well, not now, but back then.
No, now you'd get some kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can just, there's no picking up because I don't know where it ended.
Yeah, it's
I don't go back and listen.
I mean, it didn't end in the middle of a story, so we just started another story from over the years.
Okay. Do you make notes about this show?
Yeah, I have a few notes about it.
Okay, I did. I've started to, because there's things that after it's over, it's like, oh, hell, I should have said that.
Yeah, it's nice to have some to know where we're, at least to know what we definitely want to talk about so we don't miss something or forget to talk about something.
Okay, so the perfect placement for this, in my opinion, is I referenced on the previous podcast that when some famous types have come into town here in the upstate of South Carolina, I don't know how the information gets back to them, but long story short, a very famous person was coming to Greenville, and somehow, some way, they ended up asking for you to procure something for them.
Yeah.
Is that something you'd like to talk about?
I don't mind doing that. Yeah, it was, that was a fun time, and in that case, I didn't mind getting in touch with somebody I knew who could help that person out with that.
Now, are we going to reference who it was?
He's very open about what he does.
Okay, good, because I want to do that side split story.
Yeah, he's very open about it.
Okay.
It was Kevin Smith, a.k.a. Silent Bob.
Right.
Who, back when they were making Clerks and Mallrats and stuff, he was very, very, I mean, he might have been straight edge even by definition. I don't know if he was much of a drinker or partier or smoker or anything back then.
I remember when it was very, like, it was a huge thing that he started smoking weed, and I was like, wow, he did, like, he wrote all that and wasn't high?
Yeah, he did.
That's crazy.
He was in tune with it, but he wasn't on it.
Yeah, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
Looking back.
So, yeah, I found him a buddy of mine and a great white shark.
But we don't have to. How did the word get? Did we had interviewed him, Kevin Smith, to probably promote that same event, and that I don't know how he said, or how did he approach you?
I think
his people.
I think it was his assistant. He just kind of asked if anybody knew anybody who could help him out when he got to town.
I
went, well, maybe let me ask somebody.
How did they say it? Dad did they say, hey, he's looking for some bud?
I don't remember.
Because as you know, like, he wants cocaine, he wants ecstasy, he wants a
I don't
job.
Remember what term they use, but sure. one of the 4,000 terms that describes cannabis.
Oh, okay. Flower?
Yeah, one of the 4,000 words people say. I don't remember which one. I don't have any idea now.
You got to smoke?
Yeah. You smoke trees?
Smoke what? Yeah. So that was...
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
You know, I remember where you lived at that point in your living timeline, Jim. I hope you do.
Yeah, I do.
And I remember the thought was that Kevin Smith was going to come to your house
yeah.
to get it and maybe even share.
Yeah.
And that was going to be the precursor to the actual event. I remember the word got out, and that was quite a living room full of people.
Oh, it was. It definitely was a living room full of people. But then ultimately we had to go.
It was not to be.
No, we had to go make the arrangement.
The arrangements. I had no part
of it. I mean, I didn't do it. I just told a guy.
You were a refer. Yeah. A reference.
It was just a referral. You know.
Referral, is it? Yeah. I used to get a lot of those.
Oh, yeah.
But the funny thing of that, and we went and saw it, he was performing at the Peace Center.
Mm-hmm.
Was it still called it then?
It was.
Okay. And performing down there, and, it's huge hockey jersey and his denim cargo jeans,
mm-hmm.
Shorts. And as we had a nice little chat with him. He gave me really, I've said it before, he's given me some real, real, really good advice about stuff. That night he did.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken to him since.
And I haven't spoken to him a single time since that night. You're right. We haven't interviewed him or anything since then. I
haven't spoken to him.
Never again.
And we were used to sell tickets and for him to get high.
Yeah, anything going on, really?
Well, so after the little, we chatted with him and all that stuff, and no, there was no sharing of anything then. They said, hey, we're going to bounce. You guys go here. And they had a liaison from the Peace Center show us where to go and walk out the backstage area because I'd never been backstage at Peace Center.
Me neither, man. I'd only ever been there three or four times at that point, probably. I still haven't been there that many times. Only been a couple times since then.
Well, that one time we could have went, but who wants to meet Muppets?
Yeah, well, I like to meet the Muppets. Not any puppets, but the Muppets? Hell yeah, I'd go to that.
But it was Avenue Q.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm eating those puppets.
And it was probably just the puppeteers. And it's like, yeah.
Plus, I don't really, man, I don't like very many musicals to that point. And obviously, you probably figured that out by listening to us a little bit that we're not big into musicals.
You just raved about Deadler on the Roof.
No, there are a few that are pretty good. I think Spamalot's pretty good. Book of Mormon's pretty good. But they're good for musicals, which just in general, the songs are really lame.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, and even the musicals that everybody raves about how funny they are, they're not that funny.
You need some sunshine in your heart.
It's humor for people who don't have a sense of humor, kind of. But there are a few good ones. Avenue Q among the better ones. But still, this would be better if it wasn't a musical. Just have some puppets cuss. It'd be great.
4,700,600 minutes.
Never seen
I've
it.
Listened to nine.
Never seen it, man.
He's negative about stuff. What, yeah.
You don't like musicals either.
I like the ones you just mentioned. Thank you very yeah, much.
Those are the only ones we like. The ones
I would
just
watch
mentioned.
The Cats live action until I heard they didn't show their buttholes.
Yeah, and
I was like, what's the point?
Hedwig and the Angry Inch was fun. I saw that one time. That was a good show.
Sounds like a porn.
It's out there. It's different.
Well,
it's a different kind of musical.
So
yeah. By the way, I started that Cats movie just like, man, I want to watch this, see how bad it is.
Did they blur out the buttholes?
I made it about 90 seconds into the first song and just nuh-uh.
Who was in that? There was
Taylor Swift, a whole bunch of people.
Yeah. I want to say Chris Rock, but it wasn't Chris Rock.
Maybe John Legend or somebody.
That's who I was thinking of. Shame on me. So they were showing us out. To
Chris
where
Rock
to,
singing would be funny. Where, but yeah, they're showing us
1,600 minutes.
That's not in Cats.
Rent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Paid it.
So they're showing us out the backstage area, which we'd never been before. And so the door that they show us is the artist entrance.
Mm-hmm.
So as we go, and we, as far as I remember, had dates that night.
Yeah.
Okay. With ladies. the door opens, and you hear and some clapping and some cheering, and there's a dozen people standing there thinking that freaking Silent Bob was going to be walking out.
Here's us.
And there we are.
Yep.
And never have I been elevated and then deflated in such a brief moment of time.
Because you hear the, oh.
There was sighs.
Yeah, that's what deflates is, oh.
There was
all those people were clearly deflated too. They let the air out of themselves when we walked out the door.
Well, yeah, but then there's the one guy who's you're the Rise guys. And I was like.
That one couple was excited to see us. They followed us to the parking garage to take pics.
Well, yeah.
That one couple, the rest of us. 50, 75 people, they didn't care.
It wasn't that many.
It was a decent-sized crowd of people out there, man. It was. Because, this guy has a hell of a cult following, and he'd never been to town before. Hell of a nice guy, too. Super great dude.
Oh, very nice guy.
Very, very good dude. Got to spend, because I spent about 30 minutes just chatting with him in his green room area before anybody else got there, just me and him. And his assistant came before the show, I mean. And then again, after the show, we all went back.
Is there something you want to tell us?
No.
Was there any? No. He did not fillet
you. No. Okay. No. No, he's just a really nice, fun guy. And obviously, it took a few minutes for me to acclimate to being around this dude. Because, man, I loved his movies growing up. Mm-hmm. I love that dude. He's great. And he's a cool, nice guy. Yeah. And I'm sure he's used to that, too. Like, fat, nerdy dudes kind of geeking out for a few minutes until they find their comfort zone with him.
Yeah.
That's every day of his life. Even before he was famous, he was that guy.
That's one of the things, though, when you meet famous people or whatever, you know, you share a moment of time. Like, if you're really, really hyped. And here's the thing. Some people. Yeah, that's the word I'm using for it. Not like, you're really excited to meet this person.
Yeah.
And you're even the term a super fan even.
Yeah.
And I remember one time a very casual interaction that I had with a famous person. And it was a very casual thing. Not even a performance or anything. It was just a casual thing. And I was like, man, I want to ask him so many questions about stuff, but I need to just be chill, you know? Like, we're just here, like, you know, having some beers.
Yeah.
You know? But about 30 minutes in, I was like, you know, I was asking Dash Wilder all these different stories.
Yeah.
I
know. Why you got Mark out, man?
I know. No, I'm calling him by the
previous name. Yeah, Cash.
Cash Wheeler. Yeah. But, yeah, and he's like, look, I don't break kayfabe, brother.
Yeah.
And then, they gave me the shatter machine, and I was gone.
Protect the business, bro.
I have to.
And you got that double-A spine buster from him.
I did. But, so Kevin Smith was very down to earth, almost like I was saying about Bill Engvall earlier. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Now, there was also a rock band. I made a note here. I couldn't remember. It was a baby band.
Right, Lead His Way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, the dude,
those
Rick,
are the ones you had an orgy with.
The dude, Rick, he's real cool. We ate at Brick's Pizza together one night, and I've seen him a couple times since at different shows they've done in town. He's a really nice guy. Pretty good band, too. They never got as big as they probably should be, but now they do it all independently, and they still tour and put out albums, and they got a big following, and that's how they make their living. It's a full-time job.
I was kidding about the orgy part.
No, that was true.
What?
It wasn't really true.
So that was one of the things where, like, you know, word got out or whatever, and then they say, hey, yeah.
Might have been a text message I got from somebody who works here.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
No, not him.
Okay. Well, that was that. That was very – I didn't even get the full question out, Trebek.
Oh, my bad.
All right.
But, they were in town for a show with some – they were opening for somebody, and I want to say that first time they were – I don't think it was the Hennebar. I think they were opening for a show at Bonsegur Wellness Arena or Bilo Center maybe still then.
I didn't go, but I remember thinking then, I was like, I wonder if because I know like you had all access and you were on the everywhere.
I didn't go to the show that time. I went and met him at Bricks before the show and ate dinner with him, but
there
I didn't go
no
to the
hanging
show.
Out.
No, I didn't go to the show. No, I didn't
God
want to go
bless.
To the show.
All my questions. I was going to ask you if you caught any residual lady
never
involved.
It was a weeknight, and I didn't want to go out and stay out late. I was tired, so I wanted to just meet up, eat some pizza, and then go home. Eat some fancy pizza, and then I just went home, and they went and played their gig.
You were full. You didn't save any room for dessert, did you?
Yeah. I just said, hey, this is my buddy you guys would like to meet while you're in town.
Mm.
Yeah, so they did.
Your buddy.
Yeah, so that's what happened.
Well, I'll be dead blame. Okay.
It was fun, though.
Another thing, then, this is my last point here, because you just shot the other two down. I had three to make here.
Because
I don't want to over-prep for these, because I like natural conversations. But then again, you know, if you, like the other night, we, let's say pre-COVID, went off with a couple, you know, and I literally had to make notes in my phone that I had to look over, because previous time I said that he worked somewhere else that he didn't, and he played along.
Yeah.
Caitlin sitting right beside me and texted me and said, they don't wear it anymore.
That's why I just don't hang out with people.
Yeah, no, it's so tough.
I don't have to act like I care because I'm not trying to sound like a dick, but I generally don't care, and it's really a pain in the ass to act like I do.
Yeah, but...
I am an ass.
But on the other side of that, you know, he's like, man, this guy, he's acting like he gives a crap, but he doesn't remember anything, and she might be like, well, maybe he's got early Alzheimer's. You know,
maybe.
You shouldn't make fun of him.
Maybe. You ever think that about me?
About you? I'm like I said, previous podcast, Jimmy, all things considered, that we just talked about the pyramid and whatnot. I'm quite literally shocked by your memory sometimes. But I attribute that to you being younger than I am.
But maybe, yeah, because my memory's beginning to fade a little bit now. Because there's more years tacked on, more trips around the sun, as they say.
Oh, my God. That's the next podcast. So, okay, the question, we one thing that we alluded to or even spoke about the previous podcast is how Fat Boy doesn't like being in photos. You know, he doesn't care for the photos. It's not so much he doesn't care about the person, but I don't think he likes the way he looks in pictures.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't even care.
I mean, any of us really.
We need somebody. Well, that's the thing. I was thinking about the Kevin Smith photo.
Mm-hmm.
We both look horrible.
Awful, awful, yeah.
I'm wearing a stupid shirt I got from T-shirt hell.
I was wearing a stupid shirt that had like a collar and buttons on it. I don't ever wear those.
I had a closely trimmed beard.
Mm-hmm.
I looked like one of the American Pickers.
At that point, I couldn't grow a full beard.
The short one.
It wasn't all there yet.
Yeah, but we were both sweating a lot.
Yeah, we were, man.
Big time.
Yeah, it was just, it was rough, that photo. But, you know, I'm good with the experience, not the picture, you know? Because that was the full-on experience and a long conversation and hanging out with a guy and seeing him do his stage show. And it was fun. But, you know, the picture's just, you know, I mean, I know it happened and I'll always remember it. So I don't really need the picture to be pretty.
All right, this is going to sound like crap right now. Okay. I'm going to take off my jacket.
That's fine.
It's getting a little warm in here.
It is a little
stuffy.
I'm
not getting about to, like, race some hell or nothing.
I don't think you were.
I'm just getting comfy.
I don't worry about you raising hell. Do you take your shirt off, too?
I'm wearing pearl snap. I could easily take it off. As far as photos go, you know, a lot of them. After this podcast, I want to pop up on social media some of the previous ones, maybe even the Kevin Smith, if you're okay with it. I truly.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I look hideous in it. Do you have one that you really, because with the photos, you say, I want to have the experience, the memory. And I remember all those things and a lot of the, you know, the Kevin Smith night, especially.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see the photo, then I get right back into that moment and I start to like get the feels of being there. Cause I have one photo that is like, you know, but before I say what mine is, you know, a celebrity encounter or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any that like really sticks out or that you truly, if your cloud melted down and whatever, you never had it, is there one that really bothers you?
There's one we did not take a picture with that I really wish we had taken a photo with, is the only answer I can give you to that. I can't think of one that I wish we, oh man, that's the most important one. There's one that I really wish we had done because we'll probably never get another chance to. And we didn't do it when we had the chance.
Okay, this is fun. On the count of three, say it.
No, you go ahead and say it. I'll tell you if you're right or wrong. Because it might, if it's not the same.
Well, yeah, but then we would have an explanation.
Okay, we'll do it at the same time. That's fine.
One, two, three.
Tommy Chong.
Okay, this is perfect.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say Cody Rhodes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The American Nightmare.
I've been around him a few times, never taken a picture with him, but Tommy Chong is one. I figure I'll be around Cody again at some point. I figure I will see Cody somewhere. I'll meet him somewhere. I'll have another opportunity to do that if I pursue it. But I don't know if I'll ever see Tommy Chong again because he's old.
Now, Cody Rhodes is the Dusty Rhodes' son. He's you know, the AEW now on
TNT.
He's a big
deal.
Yeah, he's a big deal.
He's on the Go Big show on TBS.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a one-off
thing. Oh, no, it was a series.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so big deal. And plus, I would have loved to have shared with him what I thought about his dad.
Yeah.
Like, his dad reminded me of my dad in a weird kind of way.
And you know he cares.
No.
I would love when jerk, people man. Tell I'm just me. With you.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to equate my dad to the American Dream Dusty Rhodes, but like in my mind, you know.
No, I mean, I see that because.
Hardworking man, the, you know.
Same time period, you know, same age range. Yeah, I mean.
They both had the big thing on their guts.
Hell yeah.
Those little birthmarks. Oh, okay. Now, here's where I'm going to blow your mind.
Okay.
We did take a picture with Tommy Chong.
I had no idea we did.
I have it.
In the broom closet?
We stepped outside the broom closet.
See, I don't remember taking a picture, and I haven't seen it in at least 15 years.
I can, dude, I have it. But see, this is why you need to do the photos, because I am not wearing a hat, which is odd. But it's because I had more hair.
Yeah.
I have sideburns, not a beard.
This was goatee Matt Man.
This is goatee Matt Man. Sideburns like Luke Perry-esque.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, you used to have big sideburns and a goatee.
I'm wearing an original Tommy Hilfiger polo.
Mm-hmm.
You're wearing a gray shirt with your own face on it, swimming.
Yeah. The Nirvana Nevermind parody cover. That mine looked like crap.
And a beautiful Mitchell and Ness old school Atlanta Braves hat.
Wow, that was a new era.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember
Man,
that
is so great. First of all, that's a victory for me for knowing something and remembering something.
I didn't think we had a picture. I haven't seen it in 15 years. Probably.
I don't know where
forever.
It is. I know. It's burned in my head. So that tells me it's either on MySpace.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jesus, we got to look. It's probably, that would have been the MySpace era. That was pre-Facebook when we did that.
It's burned into my head. I know absolutely. He was wearing a bandana tied around, almost like an ascot.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember.
It's burned into my head.
I remember the. Now there are a bunch of people listening right now. Like, guys, what in the hell, you bunch of idiots? Where did you take a picture with Tommy Chong?
Tommy Chong?
I don't care what you were wearing or if you took a pic with him, but what's the story with Tommy Chong?
Well, if you don't know who Tommy Chong is, stop right now and go watch several movies. Up in Smoke, starting with that.
Yeah, if you don't know who Tommy Chong is, you shouldn't be listening to us.
Really, a lot of references to and the modern day versions of.
Yeah, but the Chong from Cheech and Chong, we interviewed him a few times on the show back in the day, and then
his wife's name was Shelby.
Yep, Shelby Lynn, right? Yeah. And then we were going to see him in Charlotte at the Comedy Zone, the old Comedy Zone in Charlotte, and then wound up. They needed somebody to do about 5 minutes on stage of stand-up before Shelby opened the show for her husband, Tommy Chong.
That was the perfect opener and closer, is husband and wife. They keep all the money.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't get any.
But she's a funny lady, too.
She was great.
Real fun.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Am I sexist or what? But I was like, oh, it's Tommy Chong's wife. He's just doing this to be nice. Yeah. She killed.
She's awesome.
She was great.
She's really funny. She's been in a bunch of their movies, too, over the years. They've been together forever.
You know what? You attribute this to the MySpace era and obviously pre-social media and phones with the capabilities. I would kill to have that 5 minutes of video where we went up there and had no clue what we were doing.
No, we were just up there and we told a few jokes and spent about 5 minutes telling some jokes. And it was, I mean, look, people responded well, but it was the beginning of the show and they were all still stoned from before.
Yes, because anybody that was there pre-game, like a, you know what?
There were no vape pens back then, all right? This was pre-vape pen.
No, there was no way.
So everybody there had to get high before they went, and that's why they laughed at us on stage, is because they were baked.
Yeah. Well, maybe that actually helped us. I thought all this time we were, we just really killed.
No, I think we were kind of funny, but I mean, you know, they was exacerbated by them all being high at the Tommy Chong show.
Dude, I'm going to figure out a way. I'm going to make it my mission. I'm going to make it a career. I'm going to get this for you for your birthday. I'm going to find that picture.
Yeah, I want to see it.
I don't know where and how, but I got to get my MySpace information.
Yeah.
But you know what was bad about the Tommy Chong situation was that you referenced the broom closet.
His dressing room was a broom closet for him and his wife.
This guy is a member of comedy. I don't want to say royalty.
No, man, he's a legend.
If the Mount Rushmore of comedy had like 500 faces on it, he'd be on it.
Yeah.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, he's a very accomplished musician and comedian and actor and writer.
Activist.
Yeah, yeah. And he's done
entrepreneur.
Prison, and did prison time.
He did prison time for being an entrepreneur.
He did. He did for Charles Bongs.
Before it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, so the Comedy Zone, it could be redone now, all these different things. But the dressing room area for the talent was literally a broom closet.
Yeah, it isn't in the same location anymore.
Is it not?
They moved shortly after that to Matthews or somewhere. Oh. But yeah, back then it was a broom closet. But I'm sure, you know, the dress,
probably,
you know,
used to it.
He still gets paid the same either way.
Yeah, yeah. Plus then you get the hot box in there.
Yeah, you do. He probably had a good time in his broom closet dressing room.
Yeah, we didn't get to do that with him.
No. We couldn't fit in the room with him.
No.
It was a literal closet. There was no way to get four people inside that room.
That's why we had to go outside of the broom closet to take the photo.
Yeah, because we couldn't get in there together. And if we did, we'd have to stand all in a line. Single file, and you wouldn't be able to see but one of us.
That's why that's burned in my head. I will find that photo.
All right, yeah.
And you have a birthday on December 10th on Thursday, you know, depending on where people hear this and the time, but whenever you hear it, text 9. I'm going to tell you his phone number at the end of this. You can wish him a happy birthday.
Yep.
But it is your birthday week. But, okay, so I will try to make that happen. This is my favorite photo.
Okay.
Oh, man, now that I think about it.
I have an idea of which one it could be. I have a thought which one it could be.
Are you in the one you're thinking of?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was thinking Hulk Hogan.
I'll tell that one real quick.
But it was very casual Hulkster.
This is when the Hulkster came back to WWE. He was back in the red and yellow.
Yeah.
I think he's getting ready to wrestle The Rock at Mania.
This is around the time he was wearing the mask and doing the Mr. America stuff or whatever too, right?
Not at this one.
Okay.
Not at this one.
I think it was around the same time period.
Could have been. But Hulk Hogan's dressing room, if you've ever been backstage, this is a stretch, but you ever been backstage by Lowe Center / Bonscore Wellness Arena.
Probably got to describe it.
There's a loading dock
where
they can bring stuff in. And
where the Zamboni is parked.
And then there's when the wrestling and the rock concerts and stuff, all these different boxes where they have all the equipment in.
The big gear boxes.
So there's this cubicle of boxes, and in the middle of it is Hulk Hogan getting dressed.
It's hard to say Hulk Hogan. Yeah.
And so one of the I don't know if it was the well or the center at that point.
It was the center. That was a long time.
Okay, by the center. One of the employees took me down. I said, I want to go back there and just see if I can run in anybody just for a second, you know, marking out big time.
This does not happen anymore.
No.
Uh-uh. I've been in a WWE ring once or twice in my life to welcome the crowd and stuff years ago. Nobody goes back there anymore unless you're with them working for them.
Yeah, it's probably insurance stuff.
Probably, but they realize they don't have to do that. I missed it, though. I hit myself really hard in the nuts on the middle rope stepping in the ring. Hurt like hell. I'm in the ring like, hey, guys, welcome to Greenville, even more so than normal.
Is Jacqueline in the WWE Hall of Fame?
I don't think so.
Oh. That's why I want her to get in the Hall of Fame, because then I can say I got low-blowed at a pay-per-view by Miss Jackie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen plenty of WWE Hall of Famers doing some scandalous stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
I've seen a bunch of Hall of Famers do drugs.
With you?
No, just I've stood beside one while he was smoking a joint. I didn't want to smoke with him. He seems unclean to me. And then I'm serious. That's a shoot, brother.
Sandman.
What?
Sandman.
No, Hall of Famer. I said Hall of Famer. And then obviously there's the one who traded traded half of our gimmick table for some pills one night.
I thought it was the same one you were just doing.
Yeah.
He just knocked my sunglasses off.
Yeah, and then there's also the guy who tells a story about 8-ball of cocaine on the airplane.
That's the same guy.
It is.
Okay. You're killing me. I didn't even told the Hulk Hogan story. My favorite picture yet. Hulk Hogan. So
he's going to come whoop my ass with the softest grip imaginable.
You know what? He's got a younger son now.
He does. He works too.
Listen, we go down the elevator, and then the door opens, and literally the first thing I see is the cubicle of boxes and Hulk Hogan with a little carpet, like an Asian, Persian rug, whatever, laying out.
Yeah.
And he's getting ready.
It's a Middle Eastern rug, I believe.
He's drinking Coors Light, dressed in the outfit.
Well, you got to hydrate, get some water.
Completely. The bandana, he just didn't have the bowie.
He's in the gimmick.
And he's drinking Coors Light.
Yeah.
And I'm just standing there with the employee, and I'm just kind of, I'm looking over there. And I look at him and just kind of smile, and you know, just I probably had the look of a guy who just saw a girl and says, "Yes, you can come have sex with me." Mm-hmm. I was just like, and he's like, "I swear." He looked at me and said, "The international sign for picture."
Yeah, the old school camera.
And I said, "Yeah." So I go over there with the employee.
Yeah.
And she takes my picture, and in the photo, I have the photo, and he's even flexing in the photo.
Yeah.
While I'm shaking hands.
He knows how to do.
Well, then I said, "Thank you, brother." And he says, "You're welcome, brother." And melts my heart. "Thank you, brother." "You're welcome, brother." and then the girl who works for the well or bio center says, "I would have liked to get a photo with him."
Oh, that stings. That stings so bad.
But I was like, "Man, you work here. I didn't think that would be a thing for you."
Yeah.
And that's what I said to her. I was like, "I'm sorry. I figured around this all the time." She's like, "That's Hulk Hogan, though."
Yeah.
I said, "Well, go over it." She's like, "No, he's buzzed now."
How'd he get buzzed within a minute?
Well, I'm joking about that part. Oh, okay. But she really did say that. I felt this,
yeah,
this tall brother.
Make you feel terrible.
Yeah. Okay. My favorite photo. The second place would be me, you, the ticking time bomb, Scotty Wren, and the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
That's a great one, yeah, in his hotel room.
I get the feels on that one.
Yeah, but what's your favorite one?
Me, Stephanie McMahon,
uh-huh,
and Vince McMahon.
That's a good one, yeah.
Because, and this is such a millennial girl thing to say, but that photo is everything. Hey, dude, it's because— I can't even, TBH.
Literally.
Because when I see that photo, I immediately in my mind go right back to that moment.
Yeah.
It's like I'm downloading that moment, and I hear Vince McMahon screaming at you.
Because the camera's blanking up.
It wasn't a digital camera. It was just a regular camera. We had to wait days to see what the photo even looked like.
Yeah, it was just a regular film camera. It was a Pentax. I remember that. It was a Pentax 35mm film camera. And you have Vince McMahon, "Hurry it up, Mr. Cameraman."
Mr. Camera. He was, could you imagine if he says, "If you don't hurry up, you're going to be fired."
I know.
But what's great about this photo is it's Vince McMahon. Now, I'm judging this on what Vince McMahon did for wrestling, not the current state of his product.
Mm.
But Vince McMahon is he's the Wizard of Oz of wrestling.
That's when he was a newly minted billionaire too.
Well, I give a crap about that necessarily, but just like, and he was Mr. McMahon on TV, like Stone Cold's nemesis and all this stuff. But then Stephanie is there with him, and she's in the photo, and I'm in between them, and she's young Stephanie McMahon, not married Trips yet, not even married Edge or Test yet.
Yeah,
none of that stuff. And she looks so young. I have no way I could figure out how old she was in the photo. But she's and I'd taken another photo with her later on, actually at the well, the same night.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Hulkster. But I remember him screaming at you in kind of the Mr. McMahon character.
Oh, it was great.
I see her and remember her in that moment. And then there I am, wearing an old 93.3 The Planet logo hat.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's a dad hat.
It was a terrible hat.
Just a goatee. It was goatee, Matt Man. A stupid looking Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, the blue, the navy blue with the white flowers on it.
And I will tell everybody why you know that specifically.
I had the same one.
And my eyebrow was pierced.
Yeah.
My eyebrow was pierced.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I see that photo and I think, oh, dude, that's Vince McMahon. Like, dude's going to be gone soon and this is great. And then there's young Stephanie and there's all these, and then him screaming at you, what I'm wearing, I look stupid, the eyebrow ring.
That's a time capsule.
Yes, that's totally what it is.
Yeah, it is.
That's totally what it is.
A great time.
Yeah, it was so good. We also met Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit that night.
Yeah, man, we met most of those guys that night.
Got screamed at by Bubba Ray Dudley.
Yeah. I met a lot of guys I don't even remember. That's the first time we ran into Jerry Lawler, the King.
Sergeant Slaughter?
Yeah. Met a lot of people that night.
Yeah. What was the other side part of that? Was there anything else to that? I had a sub-thought.
No, I didn't remember anything else.
Oh, so why you know that? Yes, you had the same.
I had the same shirt.
We showed up one day to an event, oddly enough, wearing the same shirt. Or not an event, a party or some kind of get-together.
Wearing the same Hawaiian shirt, yeah.
Not realizing we both owned it.
Well, because there's only so many things you could get at the Casual Male Big and Tall back in 2000.
We used to just, They knew us by name.
Yeah, they did. It was the only place to buy clothes back then. You had to buy the same stuff as every other fat guy.
Yeah. And that's the only photo, and I'll conclude with this on the photo. That's the only photo that I have a copy of it in my workspace here at the radio station and also on my desk in my office at home.
So you have to see that photo everywhere you go.
Well, I rarely go in the office at home.
You got one in
it's
your wallet.
It's more storage room.
Yeah, that's what happens.
I have one in my wallet, see?
You gotta get the wallet size for it.
But that's why, man, I really think you should, not necessarily just the celebrity stuff, but like get into pictures and print them out. And like I swear.
That ain't for everybody.
I get it. But it's fun to go back and look at embarrassing photos of yourself. And like there's one, and I won't even mention it because I'm not going to show it. And I know what'll happen. There's a photo that I took with a very, very famous person, and I will never, ever put it out on the internet because of how I look in it.
Oh, come on.
I look like an M. Lloyd.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want to see it then.
I look like a product of incest.
That's funny.
I have the stupidest look. I'm like this.
Well, who was the person?
I'm talking when the photo, I'm not telling you.
Okay.
I'm talking while the photo's talking. So you know that thing where you like get caught mid-sentence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, very familiar with that.
Yes.
The man, that's
get into the photos, Jim.
Man, it's just, well, for all of human history, we didn't have photos. We only had them for about 100 years. We've had them for about 50 years so that everybody could get access to them and have cameras and stuff. That's not really a thing.
But I remember my life through photos. But most people do.
But what did people do before they had photos
they
for all of human history?
They had not a clue what the hell happened.
No, they did. They did.
They drew it on rocks to remember.
And then we didn't have photos long. We've had photos, man. And now we have too many photos now.
Used to chisel it into rocks.
Wouldn't you really have too many pictures now? Way too many photos now?
I think sometimes when I see a attractive woman online, or maybe even a girl who's not attractive, but she thinks she is.
Yeah.
I think
a lot of that.
How many pictures of that selfie is on her phone that she had to go through before she selected that particular one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, that does.
That sucks.
Man, you know what?
I feel for hot girls and girls who – I feel more for the girls who think they're hot that are not.
Yeah, yeah, but it sucks to be not just an attractive woman but a woman because, man, dudes are just – they're relentless and they don't stop, and it's all of them. All of them.
Many of them we met that same night.
Yeah.
With Vince McMahon.
Yeah. So we're 39 minutes into this. I figure we have time on this podcast for about one more good story.
I'm all out.
I was thinking maybe – I got a few left in my notes. I was thinking maybe we do one. We talk about a guy we didn't actually meet, and it's a Rise Guys backstage story, as in backstage here at the radio station story. But it's a guy we did not actually ever meet. I've never met this man in my life.
Wow.
We had a bad interaction with him. Everybody says he's a super good dude, super nice guy.
An awesome dad?
Yeah, everybody says just great things about what a wonderful human being he is. It's just that the day he came here, we didn't have the best interaction with him, so we never actually met him.
And then proceeded to roast him for the entire rest of the show, and it went to Twitter and turned into a whole mess.
It did. We're talking about comedian, actor, Adam Sandler, star of many Adam Sandler movies, Rob Schneider. Again, everybody says such nice things about him. Apparently, he's such a nice guy. It's just it wasn't the best day and the best communication when he came here.
The thing, though, I will say about that, having looked this up previously after we dealt with this, is that before he became a dad, he was known to be kind of an asshole guest.
I can see that.
Thinking a lot of himself, but being a little hoity-toity, bougie.
That's comedians.
Not all of them, dude.
The
Carlos
majority,
Mencia
yeah.
was, and I mentioned last week, Tater Salad, all those guys.
When we got the Mencia, he'd already been kind of humbled by life.
Or Joe Rogan and all the other comedians that said, no, we wrote that.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Rob Schneider thing, he was in town to play the Comedy Zone here in Greenville, and he was going to do a show that night, and we were going to have him on to do a little interview that morning, and it was cool. I mean, Rob Schneider, we love to talk to Rob Schneider.
You remember what time he was booked for?
Making copies. No, I don't.
8:30
makes sense. And here's the thing. We can't tell time to save our damn lives, all right? If you tell us something's at 8:30, we're going to be late. If you tell us, we start the show generally right around 6 o'clock every day, the Rise Guys morning show.
Yes.
After that, the wheels are off. The wheels come off by 10 after 6, and they don't come back on until the next day.
Yeah.
That's and it's a problem. And, I mean, I can't say it's all Rob Schneider's fault, I mean, because we were late as hell, because we always are. We have been for damn near 20 years.
But when you're in the entertainment, and not that I'm trying to equate what he does versus what we do, but when you're in this kind
CM Punk will get you.
I know. He taught me that. But the thing is, like, you know that, like, things happen or whatever. So
Nothing happened except we didn't shut up.
Well, I don't know who the liaison was at the time. I want to say it was Fatboy.
He was him or our old assistant producer, Hefe.
Yeah. I don't remember who. But Snyder has been brought up and put into the red room.
Yeah.
Our green room.
Yeah.
Which is like 10 closets that Tommy Chong would have been.
Huge.
He could have lived in there.
Massive.
Well, we come back and it's 8:34. What we would do in this kind of the way the structure of the show was, we'd come back on at the end of the commercials and say, hey, when we come back, we're going to talk to Rob Schneider right after this song.
Mm-hmm.
Adds another 4 minutes usually to it.
Yeah.
As we said, whoever it was, Jeremy or whoever, Fatboy's real name, goes across the room to tell him, hey, it'll be 4 minutes. And he says, no.
He didn't want to do it. We weren't there to see how this went down, what was communicated, how it went down, or what his interactions were earlier that morning with anybody in the building, or we don't know any of the circumstances besides that we were in the studio and we were relayed this information that he wasn't going to wait. So we said, all right, we'll get the hell out of here then. Hit the bricks.
Man, now that you said that, like, I wonder, knowing who handled it and what they said. These MFers in here can't stay on time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wait around if I were you.
But it put us in a position where the only thing we can really say is hit the bricks, as we're not going to grovel at your feet no matter who you are.
And then we got a tirade of people who obviously big Rob Schneider fans had been waiting to hear him, probably had tickets to the show. They were like, man, you guys, this is screwed up. This sucks. You know, we've been waiting around and you guys, you know, were late for him and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then we kind of started to say all the formatics and all this stuff. And then people started understanding our point of view and started roasting him on Twitter while he's in Greenville.
Yeah.
And then he responds, and boy, it was almost like we had like Lady Gaga fans who just attacked him so hard on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, people.
I'm blocked still to this day. I've looked probably 6 months ago.
Really?
To see if I was still blocked by him on Twitter. I know Rise Guys is too.
I imagine once you block somebody, you don't unblock them.
Yeah, I don't
I wonder
even
if
know
I have
how
the Rob Schneider block. I'm going to look and see. That'd be a badge of honor.
Yeah, you probably do.
No.
You're not blocked?
No, I can follow him. I don't follow him.
Oh, that's fine. I don't think he can block you if you don't follow him.
I block people all the time I don't follow.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Companies whose ads show up in my timeline.
That's how you can shut those off?
Well, they'll be replaced. Oh. And then you just block them all. Eventually, you'll block every company, and then you might not get ads.
Oh, at this point, I have enough sanitary water or whatever.
The napkins.
Yeah, those things. That was. But you know what, though? Again, everybody. That was about the time I think he did become a father or became very serious. But then again, there were the rumors that he was kind of a jerk. But yeah, that was. That's interesting. I never thought about that. The most, never even laid eyes on him. Like even
no,
when the
never
door
saw him.
Never
I couldn't tell
him.
You like what he was wearing that morning or anything. I didn't see him physically that day. It's just that he was outside the studio about to come in, and it never happened.
But is that such a? That's kind of a. Now that I think about it, that's kind of a dark comedy thing to do. He got all the promotion and then ended up getting an hour and a half. Worth of, why are you guys talking about Rob Schneider? Well, he's in town tonight. It's Comedy Zone. Tickets are still available in this son of a bitch.
He got way more out of that than he would have done out of the interview. Absolutely.
That's what we should start doing.
Yeah.
We should no show. Our morning show.
Our own show?
Yeah. And then leave Fatboy in there. And then.
He'd just go home.
Yeah, he would.
He'd just go home.
He needs someone more trustworthy.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy.
Yeah. So that's the story of how we did not meet Rob Schneider, but did piss him off. And he pissed us off. We got mad at each other.
Good callback right there, man. That was really solid. I wouldn't have even thought to include that. I remember the story, obviously, but to include that here, that was great.
And, man, this is going to have to go to a third part because we still got the time. I met some Rock and Roll Hall of Famers at a Cracker Barrel. We still got all our Myrtle Beach stories.
Hitchhiking story.
We still have stories about Jesco White and his sisters coming to visit at different times.
Almost how one of them almost died.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we didn't even get to do our story the time that Wonder Boy hooked us up with UFC in Atlanta.
Okay.
We get to all those next time.
Perfect, because that's another example of me not thinking to the person who took the photo, hey, would you like one too?
That was a tough moment, yeah.
I understand. Man, I'm sorry.
Tough moment overall. Well, want it anymore.
I don't put the photo up anymore. I was wearing that stupid hat, remember?
Well, no, that's a photo that meant a lot at that point. This is, again, why photos are stupid to me. Not to everybody, but to me. Because that photo was important at that moment. But right now, if I had it, would I care? Not at all.
But you only get to meet Monica Lewinsky one time, Nine.
Look, if I meet Monica, I'm taking a picture with her.
Listen, and a souvenir.
Yeah.
Jimmy, it was not Monica Lewinsky. Do not start with the press.
No, it wasn't.
That was fun. That was episode 18.
Yep.
Episode 19, part 3.
That'll be out this week or next week, I mean. Yeah, next week.
Yeah, we'll be out next week. Do us a favor. If you enjoy this show, review it. Give it a nice review. Spread the word for us. Again, that's how we get compensated for it. Just be quite honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. And the more people you spread the word to, the further it goes. So that's good for everybody.
Yeah, it really is. Jimmy, Jack, Jackie, thank you. I enjoyed it. Trip down memory roads are fun.
Oh, Matthew, it was a good time.
We'll see you back here next week on After Hours with the Rise Guys. Guys?
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe on radio.com. And wherever you get your favorite podcasts, pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.